Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Chip Barrett's here. Chip is one of our top Brain Trust members, has been now for coming up on 8 years. He's forgotten more about how to take care of a customer than most of us will ever know. He's the founder of the Chip Barrett Group. He's the author of so many books here. They're falling off my table in my studio. Wired and Dangerous, that's the new one. Take Their Breath Away is another one. Service Magic Sprinkles. No, the Sprinkles is the new one, right?
It is the new one, Jim.
That's the brand
I'm so excited
new
to be
one.
With you.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back, Chip. Welcome back, and congratulations again on all the hard work you're doing. But I'm going to tell you something, Chip. I got some bad news for you. You're working hard, helping small business owners especially, do a better job of taking care of the customers. I'm working hard. But we still got a lot of work to do.
Yes, sir.
I'm still amazed. I'm still shocked when I go into a place and I went to a place this weekend. I left $200 with them. And I had to say, pardon me, do you realize nobody said thank you for this?
Exactly.
And guess who one of the people was helping me?
Probably that manager.
The owner.
Yeah.
The owner.
Yeah.
This was a small business.
Well.
It made me ill, Chip.
Exactly. Oh, me too. You know, I have to think about it two ways. As a customer, I hate it. As somebody in the business of customer service, it's an opportunity.
It just made my, it made my scales fall. I mean, it just.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just, you know, like Puff the Magic Dragon. My scales felt like rain. I couldn't get over what it was. This is the owner of the company.
Exactly.
This was food. I bought $200 worth of food. That's a lot of food.
Exactly.
And I got.
Well,
every time
I see a brick and mortar company, particularly the service level they provide, I think. You know, if you don't deliver world-class service, I can bypass you and probably get most of what
I will.
On the internet.
I will.
On the internet, yeah.
I will do something.
Parking place.
I don't have to go back there anymore.
No.
Now, here's the sad part. They gave me what I wanted. I wasn't complaining about the price. And the food they gave us was excellent.
Right.
But my experience wasn't.
No. No, as I always
and
say.
And that's what I remember. That's what I. That's,
exactly.
I didn't tell you about how good the food was. I told you how bad the experience was.
Yeah, it's the service offering that brings you in, but it's the experience that brings you back.
That's right. Well said.
Right.
Say that again.
It is the service offering, whatever they're selling, whatever they're offering, that may bring you in and respond to great advertisement or whatever, but in the end, it's the experience they create that brings you back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true in your case. You got great food, which is what they're offering, but lousy service causes you to say, I won't go back there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the experience.
And let me say this. The people, I think it's important that we point this out, Chip. The people who waited on me really did a good job.
Right.
But I felt like they were pushing me out the door at the end without even a send-off.
Right. Exactly. Well, too much they're focusing on that short-term profit.
Am I too sensitive?
No,
I've been told that I'm
oversensitive
about these things. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it's because here's their challenge. You know what great service looks like. You get it in other places. And so we've raised the customer expectations, so now they say, I can get this someplace else, and I will.
Yeah.
And so I always tell people, if you're not as friendly as Disney or as efficient as Amazon, you're in trouble, because that's how the customer views you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't compare you to your industry. They compare you to anybody delivering great customer experience the customers.
Yeah. So talk to us about the you have a great article on the Kaleidoscope.
Thanks.
Tell us about what your thoughts on the Kaleidoscope.
Well, I think every organization knows they need to better understand their customers and look more intently at what customers need, what they want, what they require. And I always compare that to kind of putting a microscope or a magnifying glass on the customer. It brings them up closer. We know them a lot better. But more and more organizations that are winning are saying, I need to create an experience that doesn't just reflect how well I know them, but reflect a sense of imagination. And when you look at a kaleidoscope, it is colorful. It's interesting. It's changing all the time. But the most important part is you get to be involved. You know, I put a microscope or a magnifying glass or an opera glass or whatever, and once I get it focused, it doesn't change. But that mm-hmm. kaleidoscope is always changing and involving the person who's holding it. So that sense of it being an experience that's colorful and interesting and changing and participative, I think, are features that every organization is wise to think about. What can we do that involves our customer? What can we do to make it compelling and engaging? What can we do to captivate their excitement, their enthusiasm, so they will want to come back? And so it's all about thinking about the experience, not just what I know about the customer. Obviously, mm-hmm. good customer intelligence is important, but it's how we translate that into that great experience for that customer.
Well, exactly. And see what that lady, what the owner of that business could have done for me if she had thought about it. She just used her head a little bit and read at least one of your books. She would have said, sir, tell me where are you coming from and where are you going with all this food?
Exactly.
And I would have said, well, I'm going to visit my relatives. We come through here a few times a year. And she said, well, do you always, you know, she could have said, do you always come this way? No, sometimes we take another route. Well, I tell you what, I'm glad you came this way this time.
And
what can I do to get you to come by this way next time?
Absolutely.
Now, that's a kaleidoscope, isn't it?
That's a kaleidoscope. And how about this? Let me give you my card next time.
Yeah.
You're on this way. Call me in advance, and I'll have a lot of the stuff you want already ready.
Next time you want to spend $200 with me, I'll be glad to show up.
Exactly. We'll help you do it.
Hey, Chip, I need your website, please.
Oh, chipbell.com.
Folks, it's as simple as that. You can find all of his books there, and I still love the one you wrote with our old buddy, our late friend Ron Zipke, managing knock your socks off service.
Yeah,
yeah. I still love it that was out there. So hey, Chip Bell, thanks. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna come back, folks, after these messages, and we're gonna talk about another kind of service, another type of service, including making your mark. How about that? Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.